What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the Hot Commodity Ant C, and today we are covering our second edition of AEW Dynamite live on February 14th, Valentine's Day, live in Austin, Texas. And to start out Dynamite, we have Jon Moxley taking on Dax Harwood. Dax Harwood is from FTR, and Moxley obviously is from the Blackpool Combat Club. A lot of that good action to start off Dynamite, but the end comes when Harwood misses a flying headbutt and Moxley applies a sleeper. After the match, Moxley keeps the sleeper applied, and then Cash Wheeler attacks Moxley, and then Claudio makes a save. Claudio hits Cash with a neutralizer, and Blackpool Combat Club stands tall over FTR. And I have a feeling we're going to get these two teams competing at Revolution, hopefully. We'll see. Next, we see Don Callis backstage, and he says that Konosuke Takeshita will fight Will Ospreay at AEW Revolution on March 3rd. We then see Wardlow defeat a jobber after many power bombs, and Adam Cole celebrates with him. The Young Bucks arrive in a plane wearing the same bloody outfits from last week when they hurt Darby Allin and Sting. Next, Adam Copeland's taking on Daniel Garcia. The winner will take on Christian Cage for the TNT Championship. During the match, Nick Wayne runs out with Killswitch and they attack both men. Then TNT champion Christian Cage and Nick Wayne's mom come out. Killswitch hits Daddy Magic Mike on the floor. And Killswitch then choke slams Daniel Garcia. Copeland saves Garcia and attacks Killswitch and Nick Wayne with a steel chair. But then Mother Wayne comes in and low blows Copeland, allowing Nick to nail a Wayne's World, and Christian Cage hits a one-man concerto to Adam Copeland, leaving him knocked out. So maybe we'll get a three-way at Revolution between Christian Cage, Daniel Garcia, and Adam Copeland, but Christian Cage definitely made sure there was no clear winner in that match. Next, AEW champion Samoa Joe comes out. Joe says, "My name is Samoa Joe, and I stand here, your AEW champion. I reenacted a ranking system so my victims could be destroyed. Everything was going well until Hangman Adam Page and Swerve Strickland fought to a draw. AEW made my match bigger and dumber. A crime has been committed against me, and they will both limp out of AEW Revolution." That's when Swerve Scott and Prince Nana come out. Swerve says, "Joe, this wasn't supposed to be personal. The more you run your mouth, it's become personal. You said you show up with your reputation and resume. I'm on my way to becoming one of the greatest of all time. You need to check my resume and put respect on it. 15 years I grinded," and before he can continue, Adam Page comes out. Page says, "Last week was horse shit. If it were up to me, it would be two men fighting for that title who respect it. After what you did to me, Swerve, you don't deserve five more minutes because you didn't get the job done. You don't deserve to be in this match." And then Samoa Joe grabs the mic and says, "At Revolution, I'm going to whip both of your asses." So this is going to be a good match, but it looks like Samoa Joe is kind of the odd man out, even though he is the main champion. We'll find out at Revolution what goes down. Then we get the special Wet Ink film by Toni Storm. It's her getting a tattoo and talking crap about Deonna Purrazzo. We then see Deonna Purrazzo backstage and she talks about Toni. She says, "I'm going to break your arm, bitch." So Deonna has not nice words for Toni Storm. Next, we see the Young Bucks defeat Top Flight after an EVP trigger. After the Young Bucks say they are the number one contenders, they say Tony Khan, or Tony, they say Tony Schiavone breaches his contract for trashing them last week, and then they fine him $1,000. Nick Jackson bumps past Tony to the mat, and then Darby Allin runs out with a bat. Darby says, "Young Bucks, AEW wanted to change the world. Thank God there was an EVP here with a sense of brains. I thought this was AEW. It was all, but it became All Elite Friendship. You guys want to be Sting's last match? It's showtime." So at Revolution, it'll be the Young Bucks versus Sting and Darby Allin in Sting's last match. Next, Willow Nightingale with Stokely Hathaway defeats Sky Blue after Stokely distracts the referee and Willow nails her finisher. And we have made to our main event of Dynamite, a Texas death match. AEW International Champion Orange Cassidy defeats Matt Taven, sorry, after Orange hits Matt with an orange punch with a steel chain, and he gets the pinfall victory. And then during the match, Trent Beretta attacks to make the save for Cassie, but Roderick Strong lays out Trent Beretta. However, Cassie still gets the victory. We will see Roderick Strong take on Orange Cassidy at Revolution. So this match was Revolution Center, just a way to get more matches booked for the card. March, there's going to be a big show. We have Big Business coming up too, which a lot of people are thinking is going to be the debut of Mercedes Moné. We'll find out coming up soon. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.